Right, okay, Jimmy's fired. Right, so apparently, first 7 minutes of the broadcast, just silence. That's good. Oh, I guess that will also mean that the actual recording will be silenced as well. Christ. What's the postcode for the next rating car? Yo! We're just going to start the show again after this. I'm just going to do it all again. I'll do it better this time. I'm warmed up. That is done, is it? Well, that's it's on the next one now. Look, that's fine. Look, Jesus, these are all short. They're all 2.5 minutes long. Anyway, Sam Binger and Redder, we'll get into the rest of that EP later on. That's, guys, Jesus Christ. I swear to God. All right, we're restarting it. We're restarting the show after 7 minutes of broadcasting silence. So I'll just put the keys down. Yeah, just a little sip up. Ladies and gentlemen! Coronavirus is over. It is done. It is finished. It's cured. It's solved. Coronavirus is solved. Racism is solved. All the wildfires, they've all been put out. Donny T is out of the White House. Well, soon enough. Anyway, the coronavirus is done. The vaccine is here. And big old Billy Needles is going to come and inject you himself. This is the word on the street. Billy G is going to sneak into your house in the dead of night, dressed as a bugler, dressed as a burglar. Dressed as a bugler, and he's going to snake up your stairway, snake across your landing, snake into your bed, up inside your Andy C. Jim Jams, inside your baseman branded gunties, and he's going to inject the vaccine straight into your anus, and it's going to make you immune to most things. It will make you immune to the Rona, obviously. It will make you immune to criticism of the mainstream media. It will make you immune to allegations of voting fraud. It will make you immune to playing by the rules of general common decency. It will make you immune to many, many things. But sadly, it will also make you immune from jizz. So you will not be able to jizz. This is the side effect that nobody is talking about with the new Pfizer vaccine, that it prevents you from jizzing. It doesn't make you infertile. If they extract the jizz with a syringe out of the balls where it is kept next to the pee, it's legit. Yeah, it's pucker. It's good gear. But it's like it's a little blogger. Effectively, the coronavirus vaccine is just going to edge you for the foreseeable future. I don't know whether or not they'll be opening up the gates further down the line. Was it an unintended side effect? Is this part of the package? I don't know. I'm no vaccine expert, but I mean, as we all know, that doesn't stop people from commenting on, you know, said vaccines. So Billy Needles is going to be out and about. Look, listen, guys, listen. Yeah, listen, I'm all up for vaccines. Don't get me wrong here. But, you know, you first. How about that? How about live stream? Yeah, we'll have Joe Rogan do it. We'll have young Jamie set up the cameras and the mics. We'll get Billy Needles down there. Big Billy G and Melinda. And Melinda Needles. They can come in there and bring a whole little gang, a little squad of African kids. Now, hold on. Now, they can bring their own children. I don't know how many children they've got or how old they are. I presume they're adults now. Anyway, they'll bring their own adult children in and they'll vaccinate them first. That seems like a fair deal. I think if that was done and it was all adjudicated, we'll have it adjudicated by someone who knows what's going on. I don't know, Big John McCarthy, something like that. Someone who is good, all-round, impartial, and good at seeing fair play. So I think Big John McCarthy would be good. less keen on, you know, Mario Yamazaki. I think it's got to be McCarthy. You know, I would say I would accept Mark Sissons. No, Mark. Fuck. English bloke. Anyway, guys, look, all I'm saying is get Billy Needles and his kids in. Show that he, you know, is going to inject them first. And I'm in, basically. I'm up for it. So coronavirus is over now. People are not taking the second lockdown seriously. It's rammed. It's Goddard. Thank you, Mark Goddard. Christ. Anyway, no one's taking the second lockdown seriously. A lot of people didn't take the first lockdown seriously. But now it's like, it's nearly Christmas, guys. Come on. Trump's lost the election. Everyone's pretty keen on that. You know, yeah, no one cares. No one's watching the death count anymore. No one gives a fuck, you know? James O'Brien's still on the radio. No one cares. It doesn't matter. So, funny, would you say funny, that they waited until after the results of the election to announce that they had a working vaccine? Weird that. Almost as if that, you know, might have swung the election the other way had they announced that a week early. Don't tell me pure coincidence, like the day or two after Donny T gets stumped. Oh yeah, by the way, lads, vaccine's working. What? You know, that had been the week before. Donny T had been out there taking the credit. We've got the best vaccine ever. I know it makes you not be able to jizz, but the jizz inside is so good. It puts up a wall between your jizz and China. And it stops that China getting over the wall into your jizz. It's the best jizz. Melania is now extracting the jizz out of my balls with a syringe. She uses it for a facial. It's the best facial ever. It's incredible. She's some of the best skin out there because of my jizz. Didn't Pence announce it? Well, anyway, it didn't work. Stin with the hot take there says lockdowns for pedos, which I don't think it's an unreasonable statement, you know, when you think of it. When you break it down to its cold, hard facts, that anyone in favour of a lockdown is attracted to children. I think that when you really, you know, really get into the weeds of that statement, it does. I don't need to fact check it. I don't need to go and check it on Snopes. I think it's legit. It's fine. And what else was I saying after the 7 minutes of silence? I was having a 7 minutes of silence, remembrance. Remembering all the hoes, you know, that I'm no longer with, and just wishing them the best, you know? It's just like, all the fallen hoes, God love them. God love them hoes. All right, look, let's have a few more of these bits. There is some good news, guys, and a few NHS workers have gone rogue. Suspect fine, egg fights in Tesco, someone deep-throated a toothbrush with bad intent. And Bolsonaro is like, Bolsonaro's gone like full drunk uncle, at the barbecue. Like, we can get into that in a bit. Let's go for more of this Curry Goat EP. Head Gone, let's try. Redders and Sam Binger. From morning, all in, no time for yawning. Comfy turn off the place like storming. If you comfy, get your bubble off. Doing this thing from morning, all in, no time for yawning. Comfy turn off the place like storming. If you comfy, get your bubble off. When I step up, the girl get wet up. Tell them get up, when vibes is done. Me nah get set up, my things too set up. Nah, I go front up, nah, I go get bun. Nah, never that, nah, never shit on the track. Never this, cause you might get this fist right back. This miss like Jack, I don't you come slack. No more, no more, no more, I'm the man. But don't crack, I got lyrics to make you go black. Zip when they zap, can't catch me when I'm on the attack. I got your whole team on the back foot, looking dumb cause you plums can't see where I'm at. Free in my tracks, but you man ain't seeing them. You know what I test, you know what I mean them. I'm too blessed up, no stress up, just fun. You can't mess up my demeanor or try to take my attention. There's no let up, there's no get up. When it's done, the thing's done. Man, I stroll up, just a roll up.
Pot tap, we trip but don't drop. Dip when they die, it when they're not. I'm on a higher meditation, recreational concentration. They're firing, we're blazing, we're hiring. They're wasting away. You know what I test, you know when I beat them. If you can't forget your bubble off. Doing this thing from morning, early. No time for yawning. Comfy turn up the place like storming. If you can't forget your bubble off. Girl, you don't need no warning. We easy and warming. No sleazy, just charming. When I step up, the girl get wet up, wet up, wet up, wet up.
Renders, Sam Binger, nice bit of gear! Off the Curry Goat EP. It's great, it's full time. Egg Fight, Tesco, Remembrance, Sunday, Shush, is the topic of this article here. I don't know if it's to do with Captain Tom and his new initiative of hashtag Wank with Tom, where he's encouraging people to wank around their gardens in order to raise money for... Doff kids. Tesco's was left covered in smashed eggs after a fight broke out between customers over a 2-minute silence. While the rest of the supermarket in Middlesbrough, fucking Borough. You know, well, there you go. While the rest of the supermarket in Middlesbrough came to a standstill, one woman continued shopping and talking. The fucking bitch. But she should be killed. I think. I mean, at the very least, she needs to be publicly shamed. She needs to have her... Someone needs to share her OnlyFans content, you know? Just, like, leak it publicly so people don't have to pay the, whatever it is, £8 a month or something that she's charging for it. People just leak it, you know? Just leak it. Just leak it. Well, she was told to shush while the customers observed the silence in honour of the fallen servicemen and women. However, in silence to honour the fallen hoes... that are no longer with the feathery one. However, she took umbrage with this. Christ. I mean, Jesus fucking Christ. If there's some things, guys, that you just leave the umbrage. Yeah? Just, if you could not with the umbrage for 5 minutes, Karen, please. If you could just give the umbrage a miss on this one singular topic of remembrance for the fallen servicemen and women... would you mind? Witness said, we all stood still observing the 2-minute silence and we had a lot of screaming and shouting. Everyone was looking at each other. We were like, what's going on? I heard someone shout, you disrespected my mother! She added, there are smashed eggs all over the floor, the Tesco Extra. I want footage. Police spokesman said, following a verbal altercation reportedly involving a man and a woman and another two women, a man allegedly assaulted the two women. Right. I mean, what, dry slap, I would imagine. Pimp hand. Witnesses are being asked to contact police. Right. 28 comments on this. Let's get into them. After what they did for us in the war, how can people not just give up 2 minutes of their time? Unbelievable and completely disrespectful. That's got 2 downvotes. Okay. Oh, here we go. Nightingale hospitals could be turned into mass vaccination centres. Hoo-wee! Quick show of hands. Vaccination, non-vaccination in the chat. I'll give you vaccinate. No vaccinate. Please upvote accordingly. My feelings are fine, but you first. I think you all know. Someone else said, we moan about the lack of police in the UK, but when they're tied up dealing with simpletons such as these, is it any wonder they're under immense strain? 71 upvotes. Not bad. How can people disrespect, two words, are war dead? You know our war dead. I'm sorry, it's a disgrace. Right, okay, they said if they had that much respect, they wouldn't be shopping at Tesco's at that precise moment. Yeah, I mean, all you got to do is shut up for 2 minutes. You know, it doesn't matter if you're shopping for eggs. You know, it doesn't matter if you're in the middle of watching, like, I don't know, anal MILF porn, you're on MILFHunter.com, whatever. Just fucking cool it for 2 minutes. Like, you know, not asking you to die for your country. Just asking you to shut up. You know what I mean? Anyway, the puns are here now. Is anyone suffering from shell shock? It's not bad, is it? Some guy says, don't egg them on. That's not bad. I mean, look, people are really heavily downvoting that, presumably because it's making a mockery of our brave servicemen and women. Well, it's not. Anyway, listen, all right, that's enough about that. Listen, NHS worker quits job to become conspiracy theorist patrolling COVID testing sites. Cool. Nice. She sounds like a lot of fun. No shares on this. This is the exclusive on the Metro from someone called Josh Layton today at 3:47 p.m., but no shares. An NHS advisor quit her call centre job and became a figurehead for the COVID-19 conspiracy movement. It has emerged. Louise Hampton. Nice to sort of name and shame, isn't it? That's for people who, you know, have a different opinion. Louise Hamilton resigned from Care UK, a major provider for the 111 service, after a video of her describing an award for her work during the pandemic as a certificate of bullshit. Okay. She has since continued to spread disputed claims via social media and is touring COVID-19 test sites without wearing PPE in an effort to show they are empty. Interesting. Are they empty? The anti-vaxxer, the anti-vaxxer's claims are contradicted by her employer, who pointed to a 400% peak in calls by official figures, which now shows that the number of coronavirus deaths in the UK has passed 50,000. And is 50,000 dying of any cause, anything, after having been diagnosed with the Rona in the last 28 days. Not my words, the words of Matt Hancock and, you know, other twats. In a post on her Facebook page, which has more than 12,000 followers, she writes, "We will not be locked down, vaccinated, chipped or traced. Furlough until March. Come on, people. This ain't ending anytime soon." She has a point. Some posts have racked up more than 1,000 likes on her. They've used likes in inverted commas. As to in some way sort of, I guess, call the legitimacy of the likes into question. On a Facebook page. In a podcast on YouTube, she joins fellow anti-masker, anti-maskers who espouse 5G, anti-vaccine and COVID-19 hoax theories. And is asked, how is superstardom treating you? Ms. Hamilton replies she is overwhelmed and explains her former role. She said, I worked at the NHS 111 service run by lizards. No, hold on. She's a good-looking girl, which is odd for people that are into this sort of caper. I will say, they're often, I mean, the sort of, particularly the women that are into this sort of stuff, like, you know, like your QAnon moms, you know, it's very rarely the attractive, you know. Because the attractive people don't have to have opinions. This is a good thing about being attractive. You don't have to have opinions, or no one is, you know, concerned about it because they're just like, well, you're hot, whatever. Corona's not real, no? Okay, fine. Cool. Whereas if you're, you know, on the more unfortunate end of the looks spectrum, people will, you know, they'll take umbrage. They will just say, no, hold on a minute. Sorry, what was that? I don't think you're right about that. But Miss Hampton, she worked at the NHS 111 service in London for nearly 3 years. I was a health advisor, so I used to take the frontline calls. People would call up. I would take all of their NHS details, and I'd run through a telephone triage. Miss Hampton then claims that the phone lines were completely dead, and sections of hospitals in northwest London were empty during the pandemic. But that's not conspiracy stuff. That is like known, sort of. Known that hospitals were largely dead because A, no one was coming in with normal ailments. Like, it's not it's not a conspiracy that like the big Nightingale thing at the Excel Centre only had about 50 or 60 people in it. On her Facebook page, she attacks the government's pilot mass COVID-19 testing scheme in Liverpool and posted a video of conspiracy theorists confronting staff outside of school, which has since been removed by the platform. She writes, straight out of terrorism, why aren't more people rising up? Can't you see what's happening? We're being ruled by psychopaths. Yeah. The Londoner also posts videos she's shot herself outside testing sites in Slough, Twickenham and Heathrow, claiming they're empty. Above addresses of centres, she writes, tomorrow I may go on sea flu testing site patrol again on my way to do some essential food shopping. Miss Hampton was placed under investigation by Care UK, which has since rebranded as Practice Plus Group in August after the video in which she appeared to suggest the COVID-19 pandemic was a hoax and went viral. Anyway, look, she's having a bit of fun, isn't she? She's, you know, she's just living her best life. She's out there just, I don't know, is she trying to make a pound note or is she just trying to raise awareness? I don't know. She said, I'm an actual NHS worker and apparently I worked really hard during COVID. Oh, God. She said, I'm an actual NHS worker and apparently I worked really hard during COVID. Did I bollocks? Our service was dead. We weren't getting any calls. It was dead. COVID's a load of bollocks. So this is my certificate of bollocks. I didn't clap for the NHS. I didn't clap for myself because why would I clap for myself when I did fuck all? Well, I don't know. I can't really speak to the work of every other member of the NHS, but if you sat on your ass the whole time, then sure. That's probably fine, isn't it? Fucking hell. Anyway, let's crack on further with this Curry Goat EP. This one's called Natural Mission.
London twang, I go for miles, don't need no plan, don't need a map, lord of the land. I got the thing to make the gal doozy, make the legs get busy, set the trend like Drizzy. Hey, yo! 10 man a crispy, 10 out of 10 who's counting? Your mama and your gal want mountain. So me give her the Evian, so me give her the fountain. She know how I leave but she bouncing, that's a ticket I'm touting. When I'm in it, it's a loud tick, just allow it, no point doubting. I got your ex-man frowning, probably drinking, drowning. Ain't my fault the man's down, shoulda, coulda, woulda turned it around, I doubt it. I got that next man feeling, your gal that I'm stealing, cause she looks so appealing, pantyhose I'm peeling. 2020 vision, I see with precision, but I'm so indecisive, man can't make no decision. Which galley man I like it, maybe spend the rest of the night with, you know I feel wearing all nighty, upon a natural mission. So me give her the Evian, so me give her the fountain. She know how I leave but she bouncing, that's a ticket I'm touting. When I'm in it, it's a loud tick, just allow it, no point doubting.
Binger. Redders. All right. Sully. I mean, could. Feel like it'd be rude not to. Well, now it was only 2.5 minutes, that last one. That was a nice bit, though. I like that. Natural Mission. Jimmy picked out the salient lyric in that, which was... was it your mama and your gal want mountain? I mean, I presume he's talking about jiu-jitsu. Your mum and your gal want to have their guard passed, a Toriada pass maybe, then into neon belly and then into the mount. Collar choke, job's a good one. I don't think I should rap. Could be mounting on a wall like they're pretty as a picture. So the vocal in this is from Sorani, No Games, which is a belter. If you're in the mood for R&B love songs, which I very often am. But just looking it up there, he's got a cracking beard in the artwork for it. He's got a little MIDI keyboard on him, which is cute. He's got a fedora. He's got a fedora and a MIDI keyboard. He looks like he's about to make some... You know, what's that genre where it has about 1 million notes in it? Black MIDI. I don't know, probably be talking on Discord server about it later. But just looking at that, and there's a track here, Sorani, Bounty Killer. It's called Conspiracy Theory Remix. I mean, it's released this year. I'm probably worth a nose up, isn't it? Maybe it's just Sorani, like, going deep. He's like a full coronavirus truther. It's 9/11 truth. It's proper like adrenochrome QAnon all the way in. Bounty killer like Midman Trump fighting the dark war. That was, I should never have done that. Bounty killer Sorani and Sasko. We stand up for the people them. Yes, sir. The 1%, the puppeteers. Take a look around, all you see is puppets here, puppets here. CVS and Walmart and Walgreens. Bank account stashed to the max and it's all green. The vaccine will kill you quicker than the virus. Infect Maxine, hazmat suits and Lysol juice. Oh my god, I wasn't wrong! This, I swear to fuck! The billionaires, yes, the billionaires. Rid starvation with the click of a button or a better fish year 2020. Biological warfare, coincidental that it is election year. FDA approve is how they kill us without proof. Got evidence, you're not safe under your roof. Well,
Oh, you are lucky, don't you know, sure about with dinner. That means you know, see the gravity, the bigger picture. No admittance, baby, mother, feed the liver dinner. And when we say we are the world, you want to call us dinner. Free education, them promise we them never deliver. They know the fuck if you get the language you're talking in. Them say when we bust a muscle, sport our music or the trigger. No matter how them fight, we ought to still end up the winner. Cockpit counted, don't talk around we. Cause when you sell out, we country, no call pon bounty. Kill all the poor people, general, wrong God, no federal, talk to me, bro, God.
This is my conspiracy theory. Yes, this is my conspiracy theory. This is my conspiracy theory. Yes, this is my conspiracy theory.
Point, conspiracy, but you be conspiring. Who I get the works done? Who I do the hiring? Who bring in the gun them? Who I do the firing? The strings, who I pull them? Play with like a violin. Who we a go get out of this mess that we're mirroring? Y'all know me feel so stressed, it's a argument. When you take the lead, or when you be following? Yeah. When you lend the hand, or when you be borrowing? Hey, your choice, but whatever you choose, just remember you should never give up. And just prepare for them tell you say you got a screw loose when them call you conspiracy nut. But tell you what,
taxes, the fact is no one likes taxes, but actually it's needed for nations' finances. But world leaders are known to be actors and actresses, judges and lawyers and fucking liars. Banks mortgage will pay over and over, pay two times the value and you're still not the owner. Insurance companies give no assurances, the only sure of is all the funds we give. Mother Earth is growing tired of our herd. Mankind is stupid to think we have the nerve. But Earth will chew us up and spit us out down to a curb. Mother Earth, Mother Earth.
This is my conspiracy theory.
Fuck me.
Yes, this is my.
They've gone balls deep. Right, Jimmy and Jack, you have to have this as the theme song for your show. Wow. There was some bit he said about the FDA got name dropped in there. FDA approved something.
Better for share 2020. Virus infect Maxi. Walmart and Walgreens. Bank account stashed to the max and it's all green. The vaccine. We kill it quicker than the virus infect Maxi. Hazmat suits and Lysol juice you must clean. The billionaires, yes, the billionaires. Rid starvation with the click of a button. Or a better for share 2020. Biological warfare. Coincidental that it is election year. FDA approved. Is how they kill us without proof. Got evidence here.
Wow, there's a lyric. FDA approved is how they kill us without proof. Boom! Holy shit! I had no idea that your boy Serrani's so woke. Fuck! Shit, man, I'm surprised. I don't know. I didn't understand a lot about Bounty Killer's lyrics. He may well have been talking about QAnon. I don't know. Go on, to think, you know, back in the day, he was just singing songs about some lass that, you know, she was nagging him to get married, and then he pops a question, she ain't interested.
Just in case you never know. Just in case you never know. Oh, oh. Hey, oh.
Tower 7, you know what I mean? It was weird the way it fell. Why did it come down? Oh. 6 million is a big number. All I'm trying to say, look into it. Just look into it. Dinosaurs, do they really exist? Who even knows? QAnon. Oh, QAnon. Yeah. Donnie T's fighting a war. He's trying to save the kids underneath Central Park, yeah. Incredible scenes, ladies and gentlemen. Serrani, unbelievable. What a guy. Bounty killer from, you know, jumping on stage with No Doubt, Gwen Stefani, to questioning everything. Like, the artwork for it is it looks like a documentary. Or like a podcast or something. It's got lots of like cut up bits of newspaper on it. And it says coronavirus, retirement, money, government, BLM, reality, economic, panicking, uncertainty. It's incredible. I mean, I'm Wow. I'm going to listen to it a lot, really try and pick out the lyrics. I mean, there really could be something in there. Squiff, did you hear the song? Did you hear the actual conspiracy theory song? Like, anyway, I'm all the way in. Anyway, update from World Around News says, I stay away from making dead animal sex toys, me. You'd be surprised, though, at the amount of people that offer money to be able to put their dick in some form of dead rat. Chat there, our resident taxidermist. Got asked a few months back for a clear resin disco. I presume that means dildo. Bit of autocorrect there. Clear resin dildo full of skulls and testicles, with half of it covered in fur, that would be safe for use. Which makes me think they either don't know hair only works in one direction, or they only have a shallow fanny / arsehole. Wow. Epstein didn't, Squish, like, yeah, I heard a bit. Please don't play it again. Wild. I didn't hear anything specifically about Epstein in it, but I would not be surprised if it's some in there. And I'm trying to find lyrics for it, but can't find them anywhere. I feel like they might be being shut down. Do you know the lyrics? Submit them here. You'll get put on a list. 100% get put on a list. Lyrics DB, they've got all the other Bounty Killer tracks, and I got that one there for you, but yeah, no lyrics. Right, is there a video?
Conspiracy theory! Them won't get the people them weary and cleary. Bounty Killer, Suriani and Sasko. We stand up for the people them, yes sir!
The 1%, the puppeteer.
Yes, 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 it's a full video, ladies and gentlemen. It's only got 4,000 views. They've been shadow banned! They're being shut down. They're suppressing the truth. Jesus, this is what happens when black people who follow a different narrative try and speak out. They get shut down. I don't know what's going on here.
Here, FDA approve is how they kill us without proof that evidence you're not safe under you.
Okay, the sound is out of sync with the video there. So, I mean, they're really trying to do everything to discredit it. This is, anyway, guys, Bolsonaro, president of Brazil, says, don't deal with coronavirus like a country full of fags. So that's where they're at in Brazil right now. Jesus Christ. Yeah, he's gone full drunk uncle at the barbecue. The president of Brazil has been criticized for his latest controversial and offensive outburst about the coronavirus pandemic. Bolsonaro told citizens yesterday not to deal with COVID-19 like a country of fags. Wild. He said in a speech at the presidential palace, all anyone talks about these days is the pandemic. We need to stop that. I regret the deaths. I really do. But we're all going to die someday. There's no use fleeing reality. We have to stop being a country of fags. We have to face up and fight. I hate this faggot stuff. That is fucking insane. Jesus Christ! He's a president of Brazil! Fucking hell! Oh, it's...
Tudo agora é pandemia. Tem que acabar com esse negócio, pô. Lamento os mortos, lamento. Todos nós vamos morrer um dia. Aqui todo mundo vai morrer. O Sérgio vai morrer um dia. Né, Sérgio? Não adianta fugir disso, fugir da realidade. Tem que deixar de ser um país de maricas. Olha que prato cheio para a imprensa.
Huh? Well, it's not, it's, okay. I thought it would be, it would be even more wild if, like, that was the only, like, English word that he used and all that. And fuck, I mean, can you, like, Jesus Christ, can you imagine if Boris Johnson got up to do the address? Okay, so the vaccine's coming, science is very clear, we've no need... we've no need to carry on acting like a country full of poofs. This is absolutely no need. I know people are dying, but people die. This is what happens. Chris Whitty one day will die. He's not a poof. Are you a poof, Whitty? He's not saying anything. Maybe he's a poof. I don't know. They've had the... Jesus, they've had 163,000 deaths in Brazil. That's wild. They're right at the at the top. I think they are the highest. I mean, geez, God. I don't even really know what to say about that. I mean, that's obviously awful, like, but Jesus Christ. I mean, he's just gone full retard on that one. He declared another victory for... hold on a second. Sorry. The president also caused a separate row by gloating over the suspension of Chinese vaccine trials in Brazil. He declared another victory for Bolsonaro. That's his quote. He declared another victory for Bolsonaro after Brazil's health regulator halted clinical trials of CoronaVac following an adverse serious event. Well, I mean, that does seem like a reasonable reason to halt a vaccine trial. I'm not sure how you chalk that one up as a win for Bolsonaro, but okie dokie. It's feared the decision was motivated by political hostility rather than science. But it's unclear whether the test would be allowed to continue. Well, I mean, adverse serious event doesn't sound especially political. I mean, that sounds more like someone's head exploded or something. Like, what was that? What was the drug trial? My friend of mine worked for the company that did that drug trial where people's heads, like, went huge, like Theme Hospital. And people, I mean, it was a big scandal, but people just, like, swelled up to twice the size. It crippled people for life. It was horrendous. Can't remember what they were called. Yeah, a friend of mine used to work for them at the time. She said it was not a lot of fun, not much of a fun office environment to be in after that. So there was, the morale was quite low for a while. But let's just say that, you know, they had to do a few, you know, off-site activations and, you know, team bonding sessions to get through that one. Fucking hell. Should we play that Serrani tune again? Bigfoot, maybe he is real, who knows? The video's kinda shaky. Anyway, in terms of more, I guess, up-to-date and relevant music, what do we have? There's a new Icicle, new Bunshin. Bunshin. New Alex Perez. Benny Page and Decline. And someone called, what's that, Grappy Ranks? Is that my grandfather? What's going on there? Grappy, Grapman. Grappy Ranks, Gappy Ranks. Okay, well, that's probably me after a hard session in Kemp Town. Don't know, why not? There are a lot of people I might refer to as Jungle Cakes deniers who listen to Threshold. But this is actually not technically on Jungle Cakes, so why not? Let's have a little go at it.
See what I'm telling, sir. See what I'm telling, sir.
He doesn't sound that much like my grandpa, if I'm honest. Infamous, white supremacist Tom Metzger has died at 82. What was the newspaper that ran the article about... al-Baghdadi, who called him like a religious scholar or something. I wonder whether or not they'll say, like, racial scholar Tom Metzger dies. Wow, he ran for Congress. Yeah, he was on Louis Theroux. He's a real scumbag. Real prat. Well, that absolute fanny. Real Wally. Proper dunce. Yeah, he's an absolute Doyle. Not Jungle Cokes, Grandpa Ranks.
There.
Grandpa Ranks, who earlier in the year survived the coronavirus. Jogged it on, mate. 94 years old. Fucking jogged it on. It's not real. Okay, guys, that's what he said. He's like, well, are you listening to radio? He doesn't talk anything like this. Well, on your radio show, tell him I got a Rona, yeah? Tell him it was fucking bollocks. Tell him I've had worse hangovers. So that's verbatim what he told me to say that.
It's a fuck. It's. I tell you what, you know, Bounty Killer.
Yes, no, I'm aware of his work.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I've been talking to him. We're gonna do a little number together. This was much earlier in the year,
late March.
We're gonna do a little number together. Obviously, I can't move about as much as I can, and I haven't really got much recording equipment here. But so I'm just gonna sort of help, kind of ghostwrite in a way. Just get some of my thoughts down. You know, on paper. Serrani's gonna have a little. Going to have a little sing-song on it, and that we're just going to try and spit a bit of truth.
So that is how it actually came about, that song, Conspiracy Theories. It was my grandpa, a.k.a. Gappy Ranks. No, that was Gappy Ranks on Wartime with Benny Page and Decline. Lovely stuff, guys, lovely stuff. 4 minutes of the show left. I wonder what else Bolsonaro can say. In that time, what was that? He said the only people who have died from coronavirus are women. Women are rubbish.
Okay.
Cheers, Bolsey. Cheers, Bolsawood. Bol man. Bol boy. Bolly boo. What's the latest with Donny T? I haven't seen. Is he just hiding now? Is he just like what Giuliani's out there trying to get shit done at a garden centre or whatever? He's gone to the early learning centre, maybe try and do some research. I don't know. He's having a little crack at it. Listen. Wouldn't it be funny if they had a recount, turned out Donny T's won? Wouldn't that be a hoot? Yeah, that'd be a bit of fun, wouldn't it? I was speaking to my mum about this, and her concern, that if that happened, was whether or not the bookies would then pay out to the people who put money, like her, on Donald Trump winning. That's her first concern, the fact that whether or not the bookies would make good on the £5 she put on Donny T to win. God love her. God love the baby boomers. They've got their priorities right. Don't fuck about. She's like, I wonder whether or not Paddy Power will, because I got an email saying that I'd lost the bat. She hates Trump. She just wanted to soften the blow if he won. Like, oh God! God bless the boomers. Yeah, they can take any situation and find the tiniest thing out of it to be concerned about how it might affect them. Donald Trump, will that do at property prices? You know, what's that going to do to the house prices in mid-Sussex? Fucking hell. Jimmy, I believe, is up next. Yikes. Jimmy is playing records, I believe. I don't know which ones. He hasn't sent me a set list. So could be anything. Could be just Bolsonaro speeches with minimal techno in the background. Is it art? Probably not. Guys, we'll be back soon. I don't know. Me and Sweet Johnny starting a podcast called Darkest Days soon at some point. I don't quite know when. Rankin Radio is a thing on Patreon, on the Rankin Radio Patreon. If you're that way inclined, really can't put it out publicly. It's very... It's a bit naughty. Anyway, but that's there for fucking like $3 a month or something if you are not easily offended. Yeah, Jimmy's playing Woke Dance Hall for a bit, so that's going to be a lot of fun. Guys, I love you. Take care of yourselves. Stay happy and healthy and corona-free because it's Christmas soon. Anyway, look, I'm being funny, but like, okay, so the election, Trump lost the election, then suddenly, like, coronavirus is over. Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. Right, love you guys. See you on the other side. God bless you all.